For years and years, people who have been around the sport of bass fishing have talked about NASCAR and bass fishing kind of emulating it, but a lot of people really didn't understand that or really feel that that was ever going to happen. But with me today is Brent Chapman, and Brent, you've got kind of a tie-in through GE Sealants and GE Silicone that's kind of unique to the industry, and it's been pretty neat for you to go to these NASCAR events.
Yeah, it really has. You know, 2 years ago, GE Silicone stepped on board with me, and you know, I think they were probably one of the first non-endemic companies that really saw the correlation between the NASCAR crowd and the fishing crowd. And what it was is they did kind of some research and found that in their demographic, you know, their main customers are NASCAR fans and fishing fans. And, you know, they've been in the NASCAR scene for quite a while with Roush Racing and sponsoring Matt Kenseth. And then, you know, they got on board with me year and a half ago, and it's, you know, it's been wonderful for me since.
You fish all these events, you travel all over the country fishing, you know, pulling the boat behind you, and then on top of that, you're going to NASCAR events, and pretty big crowds at those things, aren't there?
Oh yeah, there really is. You know, they compare the two sports, and they've got an arena, so it really helps their sport, but it's really neat for me because most of those NASCAR fans are fishing fans as well. You know, they'll be watching the NASCAR races, but when they're not doing that, they're fishing, so it's a great opportunity for me to create new fans and to talk fishing with a lot of the people.
You know, you sign your autographs. You go to a bass fishing tournament, you sign tons of autographs. But let's kind of compare that to a NASCAR race, all right? So you got the tent set up there, GE Sealants tent, and you got your boat there and the wrap and everything. I mean, are you tired of writing your name yet, I guess is the question.
You know, it's funny. We can work on paperwork at home, signing bills or house stuff or something. You start signing your name there, my hand gets tired in no time. But I can be signing autographs for fans, and to be honest with you, I've never gotten tired at it. But, you know, the thing I can tell you, you know, the NASCAR fans, they are diehard, and, you know, if they can get an autograph from, you know, even a professional fisherman, you know, it's so hard for them to get autographs of the drivers. But, you know, that's the one thing that I think us as professional fishermen can bring to the table is we're a lot more personal and, you know, can interact with the crowds better. And, you know, when they can come to a race and, you know, get an autograph of a professional fisherman, I think it's great for them and me as well.
Well, and you think about it, I mean, that is a differentiator. You know, pro sports typically, the angler, the athlete, the whoever, are a little aloof. I mean, they're sometimes hard to get to, but not in professional fishing. I mean, you guys are so reachable, so touchable, and I think that's what really is a differentiator for our sport.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And, you know, I don't know if it's because our sport is still kind of, you know, at the growing stages of that, and we just don't have the thousands of people, you know, wanting autographs at a certain time. But I've just seen it, you know, not to put the drivers down by any means, but, you know, the little bit that I've seen from them is it's really hard for, you know, it's really a special opportunity for a fan to get to interact with a driver. And I don't think I've seen, you know, ever really seen that where it's hard for a fishing fan to really interact with a fisherman, you know, at a fishing tournament.
Well, you know, GE Silicone is a brand name that you find at Lowe's and Home Depot and a lot of the places like that. So the tie-in there with NASCAR, of course, with Lowe's in particular, is big. But now you start seeing all these little, you know, wagon wheel approach to things all go back to the hub a little bit. And now you're part of that. And that's got to be something that maybe makes it different for you with your sponsors than anybody else that's out there right now.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I get to promote fishing, I guess you could say, at a different angle. You know, we're going about it at, you know, more at these home builder type places, but everybody knows most home builders, you know, the do-it-yourselfers are the type people that are, you know, the people that are out there fishing, you know, every weekend as well. So it's been a great opportunity for me, and, you know, the thing I think I really take away from it is a different scene. You know, I mean, I love being at boat shows and sports shows and, you know, fishing-related events, but it's really neat for me to be away from that and, like I said, you know, approach this promotion side from a different angle.
Well, I got to ask you the questions. Now, you know, you're at a bass fishing tournament, and you get certain questions that are fishing-related, and you know they're all going to be. Tell me, at NASCAR events, do you get the same kind of questions, or do you get questions maybe that are a little bit, you know, NASCAR-esque?
Well, it's kind of funny. Like I said, the majority of NASCAR fans are fishing fans, but there are those diehard NASCAR fans that you can tell that's all they live for. And it's kind of funny, though, people will ask me, how'd I qualify, or when am I, you know, stepping it up to the, you know, the Nextel Cup level? You know, I think they think I'm a Busch driver or something. So, you know, for those people, it's kind of funny from that aspect. But from the fisherman side of it, you get to talk fishing of all different sorts. You know, in Dover, Delaware, several weeks ago, it was, I got to talk a lot saltwater fishing. But I think that's the thing about fishing fans is, whether you're a saltwater fisherman, a cat fisherman, or a bass fisherman, you all have that common bond of your fishermen. And being a full-time bass fisherman, I still love to, you know, catch whatever I can catch. So, you know, you can have a good talk with these people, even if you don't fish for the same type species all the time.
Well, you know, you've got two young kids at home, a very lovely wife there who takes care of business and stuff for you there, and now you've added, besides the 11 events you've got for the BASS Trail, the Elite Series, you've got some other events you're having to go to. How's that working out? Are they traveling with you to those as well?
They've traveled to a few. Most of them, they haven't traveled to them just because it's, you know, hop on a plane, fly to somewhere for a couple days, and head back. So, you know, it's not bad because, you know, the family gets to travel with me to the tournaments. You know, if my family wasn't traveling with me to the tournaments, you know, those few weekends that I would have off that I'm at these NASCAR events, you know, it would kind of put a damper on the, you know, the family time. But it's not bad because I get to spend all the time at tournaments, you know, with the family. So, you know, if I got to sneak away for a day or two, it's not as hard on the family, for sure.
Well, you've had a great year. On top of all this stuff, you've had a great year, again, qualifying for the Classic. And you know, you went down to Toho trying to catch one fish and ended up doing very well there and padded that checkbook a little bit more. But I look back, you know, at the way that sometimes can progress, and you think about, sometimes anglers get impacted. They've got so many promotional things they're doing, they can impact their fishing, but you haven't had that happen.
Yeah, you're right. I love to do promotions, but, you know, I've learned, you know, first and foremost out here that, you know, that I'm a fisherman, and, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to help my sponsors. But at the same time, you know, you've got to have that balance of knowing what's too much for you. And, you know, you can tend to cross that line very quickly and find yourself overwhelmed with promotions. And before you know it, you know, you're taken away from your fishing. And, you know, I think that's what we're all out here to do, is sell on the fishing side. And most sponsors are pretty understandable about that, as far as, you know, they know if, you know, if you're getting into too many promotions, that it can really affect your fishing. And they're pretty understanding about, you know, not step up on your toes when it comes to affecting your fishing. So it's worked out pretty good for me.
Well, you've had a stellar career. You know, I look at the Top Gun kind of as a launching pad. I mean, you were having a great career before that, but all of a sudden, then you won the Top Gun, and then right after that, the Busch Shootout, and then things started kind of falling together from you from a sponsorship standpoint, and your career has really taken off, I think, you know, back to Top Gun almost.
Yeah, you're right. It's really, you know, I look back at that season of, you know, I had some really lows and highs that year, and it was definitely a season that, you know, that really boosted my career. You know, I didn't qualify for the Classic that year, and if you want a motivator, you know, I said this in the past, you know, that's when guys fished in Pittsburgh and the fishing was horribly tough and anything, but, you know, I told some of those guys that fished that tournament, I'm like, yeah, guys, it was tough fishing, but there's nothing tougher than watching the Bassmasters Classic on TV when you should be fishing it. And, you know, sitting at home that week and watching it all on TV and not being a part of it, you know, really bummed me out, but at the same time, I think it kind of gave me that boost I needed to step it up a little bit, you know, went out and won the Top Gun event, and then right after that, the Busch Shootout. So, you know, that was kind of the platform that, you know, and I was kind of in the limelight in that period of the fall, and that's when GE Silicone, you know, I picked up my name and, you know, got on board with them. So it's, you know, it was really kind of a blessing in disguise, and, you know, it's been a big motivator for me to get back to the Bassmasters Classic just to help represent GE Silicone too at the Bassmasters Classic. So, you know, this year is going to be a great opportunity with us getting to use our own boats all of the days of the Classic. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I know there's a lot of nice guys out on the trail, but I put you up there in the top group of those guys because, you know, it's one of those guys, sometimes we think sometimes a nice guy doesn't finish first, but Brent, you're an example of when it does happen, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Super. Well, I sure appreciate it, and anytime I can help, I'd be more than happy to.
Well, I look forward to seeing you at Hartwell. That's going to fish well for you, and I think that's going to be a fun deal, and congratulations on a great year, and keep up the NASCAR stuff. I want to see you in a car one day.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I don't know if I ever want to get out there and race with them in the track, but I sure would love to get in one and run around the track a few times and see if I could, how fast I could go.
Well, I don't think there's any problem with driving, because if you're a boat driver and you're a good one, you can drive a NASCAR. That's my opinion. But anyway.
That's what I figure. How hard can it be to drive around a circle and, you know, keep it in between the lines?
Well, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
All right. Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.